it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
So Jen Hobby went to hypnosis, what, 5 or 6 days ago?
On Wednesday of last week, yeah.
And how's it going?
I went to hypnosis to stop smoking, and I haven't had a cigarette since.
Congratulations. Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
It's kind of crazy. You know, because I don't think it's like this like light switch quick fix thing.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't really believe in anything in your life that, you know, taking a pill or doing one thing like changes a habit or makes you different forever. I mean, I think everything takes a lot of effort, but I would definitely recommend it. And, you know, after, you know, I've struggled with cigarettes and smoking and back and forth in my life for a long time. And I know that anytime I ever heard anybody on the radio talking about it, I thought they were going to get on some sort of pedestal and preach to me. So for those of you who are having your coffee and your cigarette right now, enjoy it. I get it. I'm not going to preach to you. I am not going to stand on this pedestal and shake my finger at you. And I don't, you know, I was over it. I was sick of it. And I know that everybody who smokes has been in that place before. And hypnosis sort of gave me that launching pad to start a fresh, like, new life and being free from it. So anyway, I just kind of wanted to say that at the beginning, because I know there's a lot of like guilt that comes with smoking cigarettes. There's a lot of like, you know, you feel badly about yourself, but you're not going to quit until you're absolutely ready, until it's your time and you've made up your mind and that kind of thing. So until then, do your thing. But when you're ready to, I think that hypnosis is a great option.
Do you attribute the success you've had for these 5 days to you being mentally ready to do it or the hypnosis?
Both. I think you've got to be really ready to do it and really committed to doing it, because after the hypnosis, you're still going to have cravings.
Right.
I still have cravings for it. I told you guys last week, I felt really thirsty, like really dehydrated for some reason a lot. So I've been like drinking lots and lots of water. And the cravings definitely come back, or the headaches, those kind of withdrawal symptoms, you're going to have those regardless to me of what you do. Now, I've heard from some people that did the Chantix route and had a lot of success with that, and they said they had no side effects. Other people had really terrible side effects. So I think anything that helps you launch into a place where you're not smoking more is great. And whatever it is that works for you, great. There's a couple of books out there. One of them called The Easy Way to Stop Smoking. It's been around since like the 70s. A lot of people have success with that. So I really think it's like anything that sort of changes your mind about how you want to function inside of your own demons and your own habits and your own addictions, you know?
So in the last 5 days, have you gone back to the hypnosis in your mind when you...
Yeah, a lot of different times. First of all, he told me a craving lasts for 10 seconds, which seems so insignificant, doesn't it?
It is a very short period of time.
But when it hits you, like a ton of bricks. Like, I gotta have one right now.
Somebody said that the craving... like the chemical or whatever, maybe this is what he's talking about, like the thing in your brain that makes you want something is instant, which is probably the 10 seconds. And then what people have to deal with is it goes into the thought process of the brain, and then they think they're craving it when they're not really craving it.
Yeah. So like, if you just kind of let it go when that 10-second craving happens and think about something else, or just... The one thing I've been thinking about in my mind, the thing I sort of, the dialogue in my mind that I keep going back to is, it's like, oh, you're having a craving right now. It's like, oh, that stinks, but that's okay because you don't smoke anymore. And I don't know why, but that is the dialogue
hypnosis?
I keep telling myself. Yeah, and it came from hypnosis. It's like, well, that's okay because you just don't smoke anymore. Or I'll come up with scenarios where I'll think, like in the future, oh, I'm going to go out with my girlfriends on such and this day that I have on the calendar coming up soon. I'm like, yeah, that's going to really stink that I can't smoke. And I'm like, yeah, but that's okay because you don't smoke anymore. I don't know why that's the dialogue
that's
in my head.
If it works.
But it's been what's working. And so that was something that he had said, I think, or something close to that
that's
in the hypnosis.
Awesome.
It's like, but that's okay because I don't smoke anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you know what? That might suck for about 10 seconds. Maybe that's going to suck for about 5 minutes, but I'll have a sip of water. I'll think about something else and get into a different conversation, or turn up the radio and listen to a song or whatever it is. And then it's gone. And then it's another... you know, a couple of hours before that happens again. So it's just being willing to go through those moments without giving in and without having that instant gratification of having one.
Because I know you went, you hit out in the woods away, a good distance away from any packs of cigarettes this weekend.
I did.
Did you drink at all?
I did.
And did you feel any weaker when you were...
No, because I wasn't around anybody who smoked, and
right.
There was no temptation of it even being around. So I guess I thought of it, but not any more often than I thought of it when I wasn't having. I just had a little
concern.
Bit of wine, because I went to some wine tastings at the wineries in North Georgia. And so
I
thought
you
about
never
it.
Drank a little bit of wine.
No, I did.
Because
you didn't spit out though like they asked. You
I didn't
to.
Do the spittoon thing. Yeah. No.
Because you're like, why am I going to waste good wine?
Because they generally, part of what you said beforehand was, and it's happened in the past that when you go out drinking, like you would quit for a while, and that's how it started up again. You go out, have some drinks,
then it's much more available,
right?
Like, you don't even think about it until something's around. Like the other thing I did this week, I'm just doing a little shopping at the North Georgia. Outlets, those premium outlets up there, and somebody was sitting on the bench having a cigarette, and I was like, I hadn't even thought of it all day until I smelled it, and then I was like, oh, I don't like you, lady. You know, because I was like, it was just like that reminder.
Does it really smell
it, like,
good?
No, it's just a reminder.
So it's not like the most delicious pizza you've ever eaten. It's
not
just...
at all. It's just a reminder. It's like, oh, I wasn't even thinking about that until I walked by you. You know.
And what about the habits and stuff? Like after the show, you always went down and.
Well, actually, I kind of stopped that habit for a while. I wasn't smoking here at the office very often, and it's just one of those things where I've just kind of keep going back to that. It's like, oh, well, that's going to stink for a second, but that's okay because I don't smoke anymore.
Good for you.
I am fascinated by the...
I wanted to mention the hypnosis. I wanted to mention Sean Wheeler is his name.
Yeah.
And it's called Pure Hypnosis. And he can help anything from smoking cessation to fear of flying to all kinds of different phobias. Those are his specialties. So if you have a strange phobia, I think I said last week he helped one woman with her Mountain Dew addiction. That she had been drinking 8 to 12 Mountain Dews a day for like 10 years straight or something crazy like that. And she'd never had a Mountain Dew again after that session. It just changes your mind and changes the way that you think about yourself and who you want to be. And you can sort of rely on those things when those more difficult times come up and when those cravings come up. So
I almost wonder if Melissa should go talk to him before Bert's Big Adventure.
I think you would enjoy it. I mean, it's a 2-hour
session. It's the best sleep
you've
ever gotten.
It's a 2-hour session, and if it works, hey, God, why not?
Flying. Yeah,
and
I mean,
for Katie too.
Yeah, she's worse than I am.
I mean, you guys could even ask him about going in together.
Maybe
that may be kind of a cool experience to have together. Both get hypnotized. I don't know if he can hypnotize two people
like
at once.
Like that Britney Spears song. But, the three of you.
Yeah, threesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, threesome. Just like that, Jeff. Mm-hmm.
But if it can change your mind about it and change your life and sort of give you some freedom, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.